There are always many sides to any topic. There are many different ways that we can look at it. In today's video, we will see a different side of purgatory, and we will explore how it is actually God's mercy given to us. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me. In this channel, we explore all things Catholic, especially with a love for purgatory, for the Blessed Mother. If you are new, please subscribe, hit the like button, and if you would like to support this channel in any way, check out the many ways that you can do that down below in the description. I have been using in these purgatory stories this awesome book called Purgatory by Father F.X. Schaupe. It is an amazing book, especially when you take into consideration how much work he put into it, how much research he did, all the different sources that he pulled together to give us the best, the clearest, the truest view of purgatory that we can have. However, many times people think this book is too harsh, or they see it as too extreme, or just focusing on one aspect. Well, in part two of his book, he actually goes into the mercy of God and purgatory, which is the topic of today's purgatory story. We have just considered the rigors of divine justice in the other life. They are terrific, and it is impossible to think of them without trembling. That fire enkindled by divine justice, those excruciating pains, compared to which all the penances of the saints, all the sufferings of the martyrs, put together are as nothing. Who is there that thinks he will be able to look upon them and not shudder from very fear? This fear is salutary and conformable to the spirit of Jesus Christ. Our divine master desires that we should fear, and that we should fear not only hell, but also purgatory, which is a sort of mitigated hell. It is to inspire us with this holy fear that he shows us the dungeons of the Supreme Judge, whence we shall not depart until we have paid the last farthing, quoting Matthew 5:26. We may say of the fire of purgatory that which is said of hellfire: fear ye not them that kill the body and are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him that can cast both body and soul into hell, Matthew 10:28. Yet it is not the intention of our Lord that we should have an excessive and barren fear, a fear which tortures and discourages, a gloomy fear without confidence. No, he wishes that our fear should be tempered with great trust in his mercy. He desires that we should fear evil in order to prevent and avoid it. He desires that the thought of those avenging flames should stimulate us to fervor in his service and cause us to expiate our faults in this world rather than in the other. Better is it to purge away our sins and to cut off our vices now, says the author of The Imitation of Christ, than to keep them from purgation hereafter. Saint Litwina, who so well knew the frightful severity of expiatory suffering, was animated with that spirit of confidence and endeavored to inspire others with the same. One time she received a visit from a pious priest. Whilst he was seated at her bedside together with other virtuous persons, the conversation turned on the sufferings of the other life. Seeing in the hands of a woman a vase filled with grains of mustard seed, the priest took occasion to remark that he trembled when thinking of the fire of purgatory. Nevertheless, he added, I should be satisfied to go there for as many years as there are grains of seed in this vase. Then at least I should be certain of my salvation. What do you say, Father? Replied the saint. Why so little confidence in the mercy of God? Ah, if you had a better knowledge of what purgatory is, of what frightful torments are there endured, let purgatory be what it may, he replied, I persist in what I say. Sometime after, this priest died, and the same persons who had been present during this conversation with Saint Litwina questioning the saint as to his condition in the other world. She replied, the deceased is well off on account of his virtuous life, but it would be better for him if he had had more confidence in the passion of Jesus Christ and if he had taken a milder view of the subject of purgatory. In what consisted this lack of confidence which met the disapproval of our saint? In the opinion which this good priest had that it is almost impossible to be saved, and that we shall enter heaven only after having gone innumerable years of torture, this idea is erroneous and contrary to Christian confidence. Our Savior came to bring peace to men of goodwill and to impose upon us as a condition of our salvation a yoke which is sweet and a burden which is not heavy. Therefore, let your will be good and you will find peace. You will see all difficulties and terrors vanish. Goodwill, that is everything. Be of goodwill. Submit to the will of God. Place his holy law above all else. Serve the Lord with all your heart, and he will give you such powerful assistance that you will enter paradise with an astonishing facility. I could never have believed, you will say, that it was so easy to enter heaven. Again, I repeat, to effect in us this wonder of mercy, God asks on our part an upright heart, a good will. You see that the author is trying to impel us to trust in God. And he even puts forth these rigorous, hardcore saints like Saint Litwina, who suffered intensely, that even they are trying to correct this fear that we have of God, this fear of suffering. Let us not think that God is harsh. Let us rather see that God the Father is merciful, is tender, and let us be courageous and not be afraid of what we may have to suffer in purgatory. And know that he will provide for us great means to enter heaven. God bless you, and I will see you in the next video.